RNZ News at 6. Ata Marie, good morning. Ko Nicola Raitaho. Mountain bikers Sam Gaze and Ben Oliver have won gold and silver medals at the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. The pair built up a commanding early lead in the final race before Gaze attacked with two laps remaining to claim a comfortable win. The defending champion says he left nothing on the track.
I just wanted to empty the tank today. You know, I really wanted to start out solid and I just rode a consistent tempo, and this course is hard, you know, like there's a lot of accelerations and corners, and so I rode my speed and sort of tried to finish strong, and you know, I'm just really happy with the way I delivered my performance and also felt during it.
New Zealand's won gold and silver in the mountain biking at the last three Commonwealth Games. The competition watchdog will today release the draft findings of a study into residential building supplies as the cost of building or renovating a house soars. The Commerce Commission's market study is similar to those done on the fuel and grocery sectors. It's scrutinising competition in the sector, with a particular focus on concrete, plasterboard and structural timber. Many builders are struggling with price hikes and material and labour shortages. While stock is now coming back into yards, builders say they're still encountering delays getting the right plasterboard and timber. Taiwan has scrambled jets to warn off 27 Chinese warplanes in its defence zone. Beijing was demonstrating its outrage at the visit by US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the most senior American politician to go to Taiwan in 25 years. Taiwanese officials have been calculating how air transport and ocean shipping routes can stay open during several days of Chinese military drills that will encircle the island. The BBC's Stephen McDonnell is in Beijing.
Nancy Pelosi's visit has provided hardliners in Beijing with the perfect excuse to stage these live fire war games, which look an awfully lot like a dress rehearsal for a blockade of that island, which could form part of a battle plan to retake Taiwan by force. Some wanted something more. They wanted pressure on her plane, for example, or even some sort of an attack on the island.
RNZ understands officials are in talks about a delivery schedule for monkeypox vaccines and antiretroviral drugs. A group of health advocates have written to the Prime Minister calling for urgent action to be taken against the virus, which is spread by close personal contact. Jake McKee reports.
While just three monkeypox cases have been confirmed in New Zealand, officials say the risk of more is high. Since May, more than 18,000 confirmed or suspected cases have been recorded outside countries where the virus is usually endemic. The health advocate's letter to the Prime Minister urges her to prioritise pre-exposure vaccination. The health ministry says it's working with the drug buyer Pharmac to secure vaccines. RNZ understands talks with manufacturers include a possible delivery schedule for both a vaccine and antiretroviral treatments.
The German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has accused Russia of failing to honour its contract to supply gas to Europe. The Kremlin says it has been forced to cut its gas flows because a turbine that's been in Canada for repairs has not yet been returned to Russia. But Mr. Scholz says that's because of Russian actions.
This turbine can be deployed at any time. There is nothing standing in the way of its onward transport to Russia, except that the Russians have to provide the necessary information for customs. All other approvals have been obtained.
The Nord Stream 1 pipeline is currently carrying only a fifth of its capacity. The Wellington City Council may use funding from the Three Waters Fund to subsidise council housing tenants. It plans to transfer control of its loss-making social housing arm so that this can be run independently as a charity and become eligible for government support. Its tenants aren't eligible for a government rent subsidy, so the council is considering using $6.5 million from the Three Waters Sweetener Fund to help them. Mayor Andy Foster says it's an appropriate use of the money. Councillors will decide on the funding this afternoon. Dense fogs covered Auckland streets this morning at Auckland Airport. Restrictions are still in place because of the lack of visibility. Delays and cancellations are expected for some flights. International services have not been affected. Met Service says the fog should disperse within the next few hours. In sport, gold and silver medalist mountain bikers Sam Gaze and Ben Oliver say it was hugely disappointing their teammate Anton Cooper was forced out of the Commonwealth Games with COVID-19. The pair claimed a 1-2 near Birmingham, and Oliver says if Cooper was in the race, there would have been a strong chance the New Zealanders could have taken a medal clean sweep.
Yeah, gutted the Anton and, yeah, couldn't compete to try and go 1-2-3, but, like, I had a real strong day and, yeah, like, we had quite a big gap on everyone else, so it showed just how strong we were.
Cooper took silver at the 2018 Commonwealth Games with Gaze winning gold. New Zealand now has 14 gold and 30 medals in total, with judoka athletes Moira Costa and Sydney Andrews winning bronze on the latest day of action. Joelle King missed out on a bronze in the squash, losing the third place playoff. And in the pool, Lewis Clairbert is just about to race the final of the 200 metres individual medley. The New Zealand women's K4 500 crew has qualified for their final at the Canoe Sprint World Championships in Canada. That's the news.
Buying a new home or an investment property? You'll need a lawyer. Best Practice can help you. Buying your first home? Those KiwiSaver forms can be tricky to fill out. You'll need a lawyer. Best Practice can help you. Selling a property or subdividing? You'll need a lawyer for that too. Best Practice can help you. Hi, it's Trish here from Best Practice Lawyers. You will love working with the best team because we know what we're doing and we get results. Call us now.
Coast Access Radio weather, courtesy of the Dominion Post.
Morena, welcome to Thursday, the 4th of August. It's been a busy overnight with the games, hasn't it? You've been up 6:07. It is, and not a bad day for it today, weather-wise, as Fred Dagg would say. Forecasting for the region, morning and evening cloud. Otherwise, fine. Hooray, no rain, no showers. Northerly winds and a 15-degree high expected today. We had 15 yesterday in the region. Overnight, it'll be 9. Tomorrow, cloudy at times. Northwesterlies becoming strong. Again, 15, the high. And the weekend, at this stage, a bit wet. Rain on Saturday, rain easing late. Strong nor'westers, 16 on Saturday. And 16 on Sunday, early showers, and then a southerly change, they say. Wellington today, cloudy periods. Northerlies becoming strong in exposed places this afternoon. 14 the high. And Manawatu, fine with light winds. 16 for Palmerston North today. If you're near the water, out to sea, no wind warnings, no gale warnings today. The situation, a weakening front moves onto the North Island while a ridge builds over the South Island. A series of fronts spread up the South Island later today through to Saturday, preceded by strong northwesterlies. A ridge begins to build in the far south on Sunday, while a large trough develops over the North Island. Out to sea, our Kapiti recreational marine forecast inshore from Waitereere to Pukenua Bay and out to Kapiti Island till midnight. Northwest winds 10 knots, easing to variable 5 in the evening. Sea slight, cloudy at times. Northwest swell of a metre, easing to half a metre. Tomorrow, northwest 15 knots, developing in the morning, rising to 20 in the evening. Cloudy at times, northwest swell half a metre or less. As far as the tides go, next tide is low at 10 to 8 this morning, then high tide at 5 to 2 this afternoon. Sunrise will be, 7:24? Oh, it's getting early. And then the sunset, 5:29 early this evening. It's a fine morning. It's been a bit of rain, tiny bit of rain overnight. Notice the car was a bit wet, but no rain this morning. We have a wind which is predominantly from the northeast, 15 to 23 kilometres per hour. Pressure at 1,024, 92% humidity. I heard a moorpawk this morning. I mean, there's lots of them around, I know, but it's nice to hear. 11.5 Pukenua Bay, 12 in Paikakariki, and it's 11 in Otaki. 9.5 in Levin, 8 in Foxton, 8.5 in Shannon, and 10.5 currently in Palmerston North. Wellington City, it's mainly fine, moderate northerly, 11 degrees in town, 12 in Waikanae, and 12 in Poroporomu. On our local roads this morning, I did notice it was a tad damp in places, not raining at the moment, still hasn't quite fully dried off if you're on some of the surface streets or Old State Highway 1. Take care. Apart from that, and State Highway 1 and Transmission Gully and State Highway 59 all flowing freely at the moment into town. No major problems at this stage. It'll build up a little bit. All other roads are open at the moment. Now, there's going to be some closures through the day if you're heading north along the Desert Road. Apparently today and tomorrow the Desert Road is going to be closed for what they're calling urgent repairs from 9 in the morning through to 6 in the evening. Today and tomorrow, it might be a detour through the likes of National Park, adding maybe half an hour or so to your time. So just be wary of that. And also notice that the Rimutaka Hill Road is going to be closed tonight from 9 through to 4 tomorrow morning, again for urgent repairs. Blimey. So just be aware if you head to the Wairarapa late tonight or in the early hours of the morning tomorrow, you may be delayed significantly. So those are the messages. Continuing roadworks around the place. Thank you for those letting us know. Spoke to Brent at Train Control this morning. He says the Metlink services are running to schedule on the Kapiti line, and we should have trains all day today. Capital Connection will leave on schedule at 6:15, but another message from the Capital Connection. They say, due to an ongoing mechanical issue, the Capital Connection will have no wheelchair access until further notice. Oh dear. So no wheelchair access until further notice for the Capital Connection. I thought they'd sorted it out, but no, they haven't. So just be aware of that, but it will come down the line on time. Local buses are fine. Now, Kapiti Coast Airport, the message on the Air Chathams board says it's going to depart as scheduled at 6:55, but with a thick fog, a lot of regional services are being cancelled, so maybe an alteration to that, but they'll tell you, I suppose. But at this stage, it shows as scheduled on the board at Kapiti Coast Airport, but a lot of fog going to cause problems for regional services in and out of Auckland and a few other flights as well. Now, looking at the big board at Wellington Airport this morning, they've got the international flights back to normal. Flight to Nandi, Fiji at 6 o'clock, 6:30 flight to Sydney all go this morning. Cancellation, Auckland Air New Zealand NZ 406, 7 o'clock cancelled. 8:35 to Christchurch, NZ 389 cancelled. But I said there's another 8:35 Air New Zealand flight to Christchurch, so maybe they've just changed the flight and so on. That's it at the moment. Oh, no, there's a couple of other cancellations. Christchurch flight at 12:35 and an Auckland flight at 12:45. If you're on those, they're also showing on the board as cancelled for this early afternoon. Ferry sailings. Now, interestingly enough, Bluebridge seems to be on time, but the Kaitaki Inter-Islander, which is due to depart at 8:45, apparently it's leaving 15 minutes early at 8:30. That's what it says. Commuter information here at Coast Access Radio for this Thursday, the 4th of August. Good morning, 12 minutes past 6. Latest in world news now from DW.
This is DW News live from Berlin. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi leaves Taiwan as tensions with China rise. Pelosi departs Taipei after promising to help boost the island's self-defense. The high-ranking visit prompts fury from China, which responds with military drills. Also coming up on this show. Weeks after a deadly crackdown on Europe's border with Africa, migrants accuse Spanish police of illegally forcing them back into Morocco. DW meets those who say they were beaten and denied the chance to claim asylum. Hello, I'm Claire Richardson. A very warm welcome to the show. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has used her visit to Taiwan to deliver a statement of solidarity. She said her country would do whatever it takes to boost Taiwan's ability to defend itself. Well, she spent less than a day on the self-governing island, during which she met with the president and addressed parliament, though she was not there as an official representative. Now, Pelosi visited despite stark warnings from China, which responded by boosting its military drills in the seas around Taiwan.
A trip that has set the region on edge. The Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, arrives in Taiwan, making her the highest-level American official to visit the island in 25 years. Pelosi's stopover was kept deliberately ambiguous, amid stark warnings from China and the threat of a military response. Despite reservations in the Biden administration, the White House insisted that Pelosi had a right to choose whether to visit. And choose she did.
Today our delegation, of which I'm very proud, came to Taiwan to make unequivocally clear we will not abandon our commitment to Taiwan and we are proud of our enduring friendship. Today the world faces a choice between democracy and autocracy. America's determination to preserve democracy here in Taiwan and around the world remains ironclad.
Beijing's response was furious.
What Pelosi has done is by no means a defense or protection of democracy, but a provocation and violation of China's sovereignty and territorial integrity.
China has vowed punishment. Under the One China principle, Beijing views the self-governing island as a breakaway province and has not ruled out reunification by force. It has announced a series of live-fire military exercises surrounding the island, which Taiwan warns will amount to an air and sea blockade. But despite China's threats, Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen was resolute.
Facing deliberately heightened military threats, Taiwan will not back down. We will firmly uphold our nation's sovereignty and continue to hold the line of defense for democracy.
On the ground in the capital, Taipei, opinions were divided. Some feared retaliation from China.
After Pelosi's visit, Taiwan is now targeted. I think she's making trouble for us. Of course, I am worried about military confrontation.
While others were less concerned.
I'm used to China's threats. I feel numb. I don't feel particularly nervous. I think that the media is exaggerating the matter.
With Taiwan now effectively surrounded by Chinese military, fears of a new crisis in the Taiwan Strait are rising. All eyes are now on Beijing.
Earlier, I spoke to DW's Michaela Kufner about Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. I asked her why many top figures from the Biden administration had urged Pelosi not to go.
Well, there is, of course, a fear that any kind of misunderstanding or such a trip would be seen as a provocation that would merit an escalation by China. Although China has no interest in a full escalation, we see that by essentially exports blocked into China of certain Taiwanese goods, but not the most important one, which is the electronic chip production of 50% of which actually takes place in Taiwan, making it a centerpiece of global supply chains and also vital for China's export industry. So China, too, is not determined to let itself be harmed by this. And what we've seen is the U.S. portraying this as routine, which it isn't. As somebody at that high level, a Speaker of the House, that kind of visit is 25 years ago, while China saying that this is a provocation, when really what Nancy Pelosi is saying is a reaffirmation of pledges the U.S. has actually enshrined in a law, which is that the United States in 1979 committed itself to supply goods, military goods, and the capability for Taiwan to be able to guarantee its own security. So, and on paper, nothing new there, but a reaffirmation of those old pledges is seen as such a provocation.
Michaela Kufner in Washington there. Now we can bring you up to speed on some other stories making headlines around the world. The army in Burkina Faso says it accidentally killed civilians during a counterterrorism operation in the country's southeast. Residents of Ponyoa village near the border with Togo say more than 30 people were killed in an airstrike on Monday. Burkina Faso has been battling a jihadist insurgency, which is now spilling over into Togo. Sri Lanka's new president has called on MPs to form a unity government to help revive the country's battered economy. Ranil Wickremesinghe told Parliament he was hopeful of ironing out a debt restructuring deal with the International Monetary Fund. The president was propelled to power last month after public protests forced his predecessor to flee the country. And a volcano near Iceland's international airport has started to erupt again after lying dormant for more than a year. The eruption in the uninhabited Geldingadalur Valley drew in thousands of tourists in 2021. Authorities have activated emergency plans, barring planes from flying over the active eruption site. And the first ship to export grain from a Ukraine port since the Russian invasion has been cleared to continue on its journey after passing inspections. The ship, called the Razoni, was inspected today while anchored in Turkish waters. Its cargo was scrutinized by monitors from the UN, Ukraine, Turkey, and Russia, which demanded inspections to ensure ships are not carrying arms.
The Rezone departed Odessa in Ukraine on Monday, carrying 26,000 tons of corn. It has now passed through the Bosphorus Strait and is on its way to its final destination, Tripoli, in Lebanon. Well, human rights groups are calling for an independent inquiry into the deaths of at least 27 migrants on the Spanish-Moroccan border. A preliminary investigation by Morocco found that most of the victims likely suffocated when up to 2,000 people tried to storm the border in Melilla in late June. The tiny Spanish exclaves of Melilla and Ceuta are the European Union's only land borders with Africa, making them a focus for migrants and refugees. DW's reporter Jan-Philipp Schultz traveled to Morocco and sent us this report, warning that it does contain disturbing footage.
Moroccan border guards round up and attack people trying to get over the fence. Violence and contempt in a situation with no solution for either side. It's difficult to tell who is alive and who might be dead. Atroun was there that day.
They hit you even in the floor. They hit you so much, you know. After you knock out, you know. If you don't know anything, you can't move, they will leave you. If you can move, they will hit you till you can move.
We meet Atroun in the derelict school in Casablanca where he's been living. He levels serious accusations against the Spanish police. He says he had already reached European territory where he was seeking asylum. But he maintains the officers forcibly deported him.
They send you back to the Moroccan. Sometimes they allow the Moroccan police to enter inside to pull you out.
Local journalist Javier Angosto was inside the Spanish city of Melilla when crowds stormed the border in June. He confirms Atroun's account.
I saw several dozen migrants manage to get over the border. They were illegally deported straight away. They didn't even have a chance to claim asylum. The Spanish police simply sent them back.
That's illegal under international law. Many of the migrants were from countries entitling them to refugee status in Europe. We put the claims to the head of the regional government.
There might be one or two cases. There have been many attempts to get across the border recently. We were all worried about the war, rising grain prices, and people going hungry. There are real consequences from all of that.
Melilla is a small city with a population of around 90,000. It's one of the few European territories which has a land border with Africa. Journalist Javier says Spain is happy to pay out millions to its African neighbors to keep migrants back from its border.
Morocco basically does our dirty work for us. We want to be seen as a beacon for human rights. This fence, for example, was previously a specially vicious type of razor-sharp barbed wire. Rights activists complained that the Spanish took it down. But then Spain just paid Morocco more money. And now exactly the same razor fence has gone up on the other side.
Several Spanish cities saw protests after the unrest on June 24. The interior minister now has to testify before the European Parliament. But the Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, has praised the security forces on both sides. Back in Morocco, Atroun remains undeterred. He's already tried 10 times to get into Spain, and he's ready for attempt number 11.
Do you suffer stiff and tense joints and muscles? Stop suffering now. Use Action Balm. It's all natural in a no-fuss roll-on. Stop suffering stiff and tense joints and muscles. Use Action Balm. Call
Karen
or
Robin
0800-633-147. 0800-633-147.
We are Action Balm New Zealand. Call now.
24 past 6, this is Coast Access Radio, Thursday the 4th of August. Stand by, more news from PMN News shortly at 6.30. Check weather for the Central Region Main Centre forecasts and today's Dominion Post. Have a look and see what's in the paper for you. A reminder, if you're flying to Auckland today, some flights may possibly be delayed or cancelled. Thick fog in the northern part of the North Island, Auckland, also affecting places like Whangarei, I understand. So just be wary of that, please. And if you want to check your lotto, First Division Powerball went. Pack and save Petone. Maybe you bought a ticket, pack and save Petone for last night's draw. $6.5 million is all yours. And a second division ticket to live in New World for over $16,000. Whoopee. Good luck. Check that. A reminder from Namanu, also Namanu Nature Reserve, still looking for volunteers for things like animal husbandry and customer service and gardening and database management. Would you like to be part of what they do at Namanu Nature Reserve as a volunteer? Go to their website, namanu.org.nz, and find out all about it, please, and help them out. 26 past 6 at Coast Access Radio for a Thursday. It's a nice enough sort of day. It's a good day to do some dancing. Should we do some dancing with Dennis Marsh? His take of this classic from the Mavericks.
I just want to dance the night away with senoritas who can sway. Right now, tomorrow's looking bright, just like the sunny morning light. And if you should see her, let her know that I'm well, as you can tell. And if she should tell you that she wants me back, tell her no, I gotta go. I just wanna dance the night away with senoritas who can't sway. Right now, tomorrow's looking bright, just like the sunny morning light. And if she should tell you that she wants me back, tell her no, I gotta go. I just wanna dance the night away with senoritas who can't sway. Right now, tomorrow's looking bright, just like the sunny morning light. I just wanna dance the night away with tomorrow's looking bright. Just like the sunny morning light.
Kia rana I te ahi-ahi ko nei mai vudango ao. The Minister of Health reporting that 28 more people have died from COVID-19-related deaths. It takes the total number of people who've died from COVID-19 to 1,589. The rolling average of community cases of COVID-19 is continuing to decline. The Ministry of Health reporting 6,640 new COVID-19 cases in the community. More than 700 people are in hospital. A top midwife says at least 200 to 300 midwives remain off work because of the government's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Midwives who have not received the COVID-19 vaccine still can't practice in a clinical face-to-face setting despite serious staff shortages. National Lead for Pacific Engagement, Ngāti Paeru Master, says conversations need to be had to find a middle ground.
There were some options put forward too for those midwives who have chosen not to be vaccinated. I think there were some solutions they were saying because of the workforce shortage, you know, about having daily RAT tests to ensure that they are clear of COVID before they move into, you know, back into the community in their roles as midwives.
In the preliminary results from the Cook Islands election, no clear-cut victor has emerged, but the ruling Cook Islands Party is in the strongest position. The United Party, which has taken 4 seats, and that could become 5 after a dead heat in Natangia. The Democratic Party has 6 seats, and Independents have 3. The Chief Electoral Officer, Tagi Tangimetua, says there's still to count declaratory, postal and special votes. She says the final count will take place in 1 week. The Freedom and Rights Coalition has been warned it could face action if it goes ahead with an event at Auckland Domain this weekend. The group, which is associated with Destiny Church's Brian Tamaki, has a rally planned on Saturday, 2 weeks after a similar one spilled onto the city's southern motorway blocking traffic. This weekend's event set to include live music, food trucks and a farmer's market, all things Auckland Council says need a permit to operate. Finally, in the Commonwealth Games, a Nauruan weightlifter has dedicated her bronze medal to Rihanna Solomon, the Olympic who died from COVID-19 last month. 19-year-old Maximina Uwepa won bronze in the women's 76kg in Birmingham. Uwepa says the death of Rihanna Solomon was so sad, and she wants to dedicate her medal to her memory. And the Opelonga family of Samoa has continued its weightlifting legacy with Don Opelonga winning a gold medal in the 96kg category at the Birmingham Commonwealth Games. Don Opelonga's gold medal matches the gold medals won by his older siblings, sister Ele and brother Nusila, who both won gold at the 2007 Commonwealth Games in Delhi. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.
Drip, 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 drip.
No one likes a dripping tap, dripping gutters, but what if that leak is a little closer to home? Many more men and women experience bladder leakage or incontinence than you'd imagine. Don't let it hold you back. Dry Sleeper in Mahara Place, Waikanae have a range of products for all ages, including lovely, soft, absorbent cotton, washable and therefore eco-friendly nighttime underwear. Feel good knowing that this product will hold up to 350 mils of fluid over a 4-hour period. Regain confidence, take control and know that you aren't placing extra burden on our landfills. Call Dry Sleeper on 0800 374 753 or pop into the shop in Mahara Place, Waikanae and see Karen during weekday business hours. That's Dry Sleeper, phone 0800 374 753.
Coast Access Radio weather. Courtesy of Dominion Post.
Good morning. Thursday is here, 4th of August. It is 26 to 7. Not a bad day, just morning and evening cloud. Otherwise, fine. Hooray! Finally, northerlies. 15 degree highs all around for Hauta Whenua and Kapiti, and was 15 yesterday. Overnight, 9. Tomorrow, cloudy at times, but dry. Northwesterlies becoming strong, 15. Weekend a bit wet. On Saturday, rain easing late. Strong nor'westers, 16. And then early showers Sunday. Southerly change later, and 16. Into Wellington, cloudy periods. Northerlies becoming strong at exposed places this afternoon and 14. Fine with light winds and 16 in Manawatū today. Central New Zealand in Whanganui, fine with light winds and 17. Wow. In Taranaki today, areas of morning clouds, some isolated showers, otherwise fine, light winds 15. For Masterton and Wairarapa today, fine, northerlies 16. Hawke's Bay, fine with light winds 16. Blenheim and Marlborough today, fine weather, winds mainly light, nor'westers about the sounds and 17. In Auckland today, morning fog, as you may have heard in the news earlier, and it should be a fine day with light winds and a high of 17 today. Christchurch, morning cloud, then fine, northerlies and 16, much the same. Dunedin, morning cloud, then fine with northerlies and 16. Near the water today, no wind warnings, no gale warnings to worry about. A northwest swell of a metre, easing to half a metre today. Low tide at about 10 to 8, and then high tide at 5 to 2 this afternoon. Sunrise 24 past 7, sunset 29 past 5. Days are lengthening, aren't they? It's a fairly fine morning this morning. No rain on the rain radar that I can see. No, it doesn't look like anything this morning. Still a wind predominantly from the northeast, 15 to 19 kilometres per hour. Pressure stable at 1,024 and 92% humidity. It's 11.5 in Pukenua Bay, 12 degrees in Paikakariki, Ōtaki 11, 9.5 in Levin. Foxton's showing 8, Shannon's still showing 8.5. 11 degrees in Wellington City with a light to moderate northerly. 12.5 currently in Waikanae and 12 degrees in Poroporomu. Southbound traffic building up a little bit into the city, but no reports of accidents or crashes. Driving conditions are good this morning, although a little damp in places around parts of Hauraferrumbokapiti. Not at the moment, not because of rain this morning. A little bit of rain overnight. Noticed it was just a fraction damp in places. Take care, moderate flows south of about Tawa, just building up usual spots down the gorge and so on. Light to moderate coming in from the Hutt Valley. Petone at the moment, it looks a little busy in places, but nothing too major to worry about at this stage. And those continuing roadworks around Waikanae Town Centre area, around Kapiti Lights, Poroporamu, just beware, please. A few spots to maybe consider if you're travelling further north, the Desert Road, today and tomorrow. The Desert Road's going to be closed, they tell us, for urgent repairs from 9 in the morning through to 6 in the evening, today and tomorrow. You may well have to detour around National Park. Also, Rimutaka Hill Road's going to be closed tonight from 9 through to 4 tomorrow morning, also for urgent repairs. Saddle Road is open, but there may well be stop-go at times. Other roads are fine. Take care. Train services, Brent says everything's running to schedule. The Metlink Capital Connection, again with the Capital Connection, no wheelchair access, they say, until further notice on the Capital Connection train, but the train itself is on schedule. Local buses are fine. Now, Air Chatham's may well be delayed this morning with the fog in Auckland. They're talking about a lot of regional services this morning may well be cancelled or delayed, but it still shows departing as scheduled on the board at 5 to 7 this morning. That's the latest. Wellington Airport showing a couple of cancelled flights this morning. Air New Zealand flight to Hamilton at 6.30. That's now popped up as cancelled. 7 o'clock to Auckland, NZ406, cancelled. 8.35 to Christchurch, NZ389, cancelled. But there's another 8.35 Air New Zealand flight to Christchurch with a different flight number. So I guess they've changed the planes maybe. Also this afternoon, the 12.35 flight to Christchurch cancelled, 12.45 to Auckland cancelled, and as we say, there may well be some changes to that through the morning with fog, Auckland, and also Whangārei, if you're heading that way, they say. With the ferries, Blue Bridge running to schedule, and Inter-Islanders early. The 8.45 Kaitaki out of Wellington is leaving at 8.30. Just be aware of that. Commuter information here at Coast Access Radio, 21 minutes to 7. We'll have a look at today's Dominion Post momentarily. It's Thursday already.
Thursday is such a crazy, lazy day. Thursday has its own peculiar way.
saying hey.
You're listening to my wife's best friend's cousin-in-law, Todd Zahner, on Coast Access Radio.
Mm. 21 to 7 already. Time to make some money, honey. It's all about the money, honey. The Pet Shop Boys. Opportunities is the name of the song. You know that? Let's make lots of money. Someone did. Had a pack and save Petone last night. Lotto and Powerball. $6.5 million. 17 to 7 at Coast Access Radio, Thursday, the 4th of August. Todd Zahner for breakfast. Not a bad day for your Thursday walking today. Good one. Don't forget, if you're looking for tickets, Carpety Playhouse's production of The Mousetrap. Once again, tonight and tomorrow, and final night on Saturday. Not too many tickets left, as I understand. All the productions. So be quick, go to the website for details, carpetyplayhouse.org.nz. Might be lucky to get a ticket or two. The Mousetrap, going very well. 16 to 7, let's have a look at the Dominion Post for today. Talks amid Taiwan tension. All the alliteration. our foreign minister to meet Chinese counterpart as Beijing demonstrates its military might. This is all in light of Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, the United States Speaker, going to Taiwan. It's interesting that the American Speaker of the House seems to have a heck of a lot more sway and say than, say, our Speaker. Our Speaker basically is supposed to be neutral and not really do a lot. But theirs seems to do a heck of a lot more anyway. Front page and through the paper. And on the front page also, is that Christopher Luxon singing at the backbencher? That looks interesting. What's that about? Singing or talking? Have a read of that on the front page. Pages 2 and 3, at-risk residents ask for funding to plan. This is all about climate change, coastal erosion and so on. Particularly the south coast of Wellington. Also on page 3, Pharmac report urges substantial improvement. Health. Pharmac has undergone substantial change in the past few years. So read about that. It's a cold snap on the way. You thought the worst of winter was done? Think again. Met Service is now predicting a major cold outbreak for the second week of August. Ah, oh, thanks. All right. Give us the lotto numbers, that would help as well. And more about the Rimutaka Hill Road to be closed from 9 tonight through to 4 tomorrow morning. Looks like it's just a one-night job. And there's the lotto numbers if you wish them. Yes, someone, Pack and Save Petone, got the Powerball. Second division, though, from New World Levin. So well done. Check your tickets, please. $16,737, Levin New World. Sold a second division ticket. Pages 4 and 5, why July was an extreme month. Weather-wise from Niwa. Naitahu appointees to take seats on ECAN. What's ECAN? It's Environment Canterbury. The Sky Tower's turned 25. I believe 25 years. Have you ever been up? I haven't been up in ages, to be fair. Walking on the glass bottom. Also on page 4, workers' rights law concerns the screen sector. Screen industry groups want to slow the progress of legislation which would reinstate collective bargaining and minimum rights for film and television workers. Read about that. Page 5, Polytech boss unlikely to come back this year. Read why. Aucklanders pinged with cats in packs on national parkland. I read that yesterday. I thought, that's what a ridiculous story. Aucklanders have been busted putting jacket-wearing domestic cats into their backpacks while on Mount Taranaki, could be fined. Page 7, Council urge to support the vulnerable, Wellington's Mural Task Force. And a $7.7 million Lower Hutt laboratory has been unveiled. Science and Research Lab. Fair enough. Page 9, Rotary volunteers help out at COVID-hit village. This is a story in Napier. Napier Retirement Village. And embroidery turns prickly at council. Wellington City Council, what's all that? Page 9. More news on page 10. Sex offending former doctor has been deported to Malaysia. Calls for cheaper and simpler transport around the region. Public transport in the capital is set to get cheaper and simpler as Wellington City Council overhauls its fare system. Fair enough. Wellington's creative voice on page 11, and then business news from page 12 onwards. Always interesting to read. Letters to the editor today, page 25. All the way on page 25. There's a couple of locals right at the end. Mike from Poroporomu Beach, Wayne from Levin. Read those. Sport on the back page in the sports section, when you think it would be the Commonwealth Games. No, it's the All Blacks. Can we fix it? Yes, we can. All Blacks aim to put things right. They haven't named a side yet, have they? Take on South Africa. I think it's a 2 o'clock Sunday morning game, New Zealand time. Wonderful. South Africa favourites at the TAB. Gee whiz. Then more Commonwealth Games, inside back pages, and so on. Read about the Kiwis in action today. Feel sorry for Joel King, our squash player, who unfortunately lost in the bronze medal match this morning. Just have to have some sympathy for her. Sort of is what it is. So lots of that, and the White Ferns did well against Sri Lanka as well yesterday. So lots of Commonwealth Games news, a bit of NRL action, rugby league. When do the Warriors play the Rabbitohs this coming weekend? 5 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. Apparently Tiger Woods said no to $700 million US, a billion New Zealand dollars, to join that LIV tournament. And there's a section in the middle called Homed in the Dom Post. There you go. So plenty of good reading today in the paper. Get yours from good outlets today. Nice day to read the paper. 9 minutes to 7. It is at Coast Access Radio for this Thursday. Tani reckons she's heard the Capital Connection go past. Supposed to be on time. Brent said it was on time. Thank you, Tanya. Much appreciated. Metlink services pretty much on time. Reminder with the Capital Connection to no wheelchair service, they say, until further notice on the Capital Connection. But running to schedule. Moderate flows of traffic around the place. Take care. 9 to 7 it is at Coast Access Radio. Nice to wake up. No wind, no rain falling. You might be able to get out and about into the garden and tidy things up today. Here's George McRae. See if you can sing along. Particularly when he raises his voice at the end. Tighten up the belt, maybe. George McRae, not rocking his baby, but I can't leave you alone. Can't lend you alone. can almost do it. George McRae, Coast Access Radio, 5 minutes to seven. Don't forget, fog in Auckland causing some disruptions to domestic flights around New Zealand. Is that going to delay the Air Chatham's flight out of Kapiti Coast Airport? May well do. 5 minutes to seven. Another reminder about the Waikanae Library. Now, you know the Waikanae Library reopened on Monday after being closed last week. Well, the library itself is open, but they say due to staff illness, the Waikanae Service Centre in the library remains closed until next Monday, the 8th, subject to staff availability. If you need service, you can go to Poroporomu or the Ōtaki Service Centres or go online to the Kapiti Coast District Council website for further information. Please, please, please. 5 to 7 already at Coast Access Radio.
Mulch, 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 mulch.
Want their dream garden? Want their lush lawn? Want delicious homegrown veggies? Coastal Landscape Supplies has it all. Top quality organic weed-free soil, mulch, compost, veggie mix and lawn mix to sow, re-sow, plant and grow. Available in bags or bulk. Coastal Landscape Supplies, trusted in Kapiti for over 25 years. Omahi Street, Waikanae. Don't forget your trailer, truck, or ask about the delivery service.
Mulch, 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 mulch.
4 to 7, Coast Access Radio. Stand by for the 7 o'clock RNZ News and Sport, and we'll update weather traffic for you. Nigel Hopkins after 7, bit of local sport. Word of the day, birthday list, and today in history. Looks like a nice day. Thank you, Tanya, for the photo from Levin. Partly cloudy, but blue sky. A little bit of blue sky. Nice to wake up, and it's not raining, and it's not icy and frosty and cold. Makes you want to go home with Michael Bublé.
Another summer day has come and gone away from Paris and Rome, but I want to go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. Just want to go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. And I've been keeping all the letters that I wrote to you, each one in line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you? Well, I would send them, but I know that it's just not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more than that. Another aeroplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I wanna go home. I got to go home. Let me go home. Just too far from where you are. I wanna come home. And I feel just like I'm living someone else's life. It's like I just stepped outside when everything was going right. And I know just why you could not come along with me. That this was not your dream, but you always believed in me. Another winter day has come and gone away. Paris, Rome, and I wanna go home. Let me go home. And I'm surrounded by a million people. I still feel alone. Let me go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. Let me go home. Let me go home. I'm coming back home.
RNZ News at 7. Kia ora, good morning. I'm Nicola Wright. There's been another run of medals for New Zealand at the Commonwealth Games, including another podium ceremony for swimmer Lewis Clairbert. He took bronze in the 200 individual medley to go with the two gold medals he's already won from Birmingham. Earlier, Sam Gades defended his men's mountain biking gold medal with New Zealand teammate Ben Oliver claiming silver.
Cool.
New Zealand also won two bronze and a silver in the judo competition. Clairbert told Sky Sport he wasn't at his best today in qualifying for the final.
Probably didn't help myself this morning by going a little bit too slow. But look, I'm happy. You know, it's faster than what I did this morning. Wasn't quite my personal best, but yeah, look, it's been a big week. You know, I've been really happy with how I've been swimming, so a bronze medal, can't complain.
New Zealand now has 14 gold and 32 medals to remain third on the medal table. Draft findings from the competition watchdog's study of residential building supplies are due out today, as the cost of building or renovating a house continues to climb. The Commerce Commission is scrutinising competition in the sector, with a particular focus on concrete, plasterboard and structural timber. CBS Co-op is a group of smaller builders who get collective discounts on supplies. Its chairperson, Carl Taylor, says some companies have gone bust because of price hikes and material shortages.
There's still a lot of guys tipping over, and the trend is a lot of them that are going to the wall are because they just simply can't control building material prices within their quotes.
While stock is now coming back into yards, builders say there are still delays sourcing the right plasterboard and timber. The US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's now left Taiwan after a brief but controversial visit. She's the most senior US politician to visit in 25 years. In response to the trip, China has announced what it calls necessary military drills in seas close to the island. A foreign ministry spokesperson says the mood in China is firmly against the visit.
After Pelosi's trip to Taiwan, many people from different countries, at different ranks, and with diverse professional backgrounds have spoken out one after another, condemning Pelosi's wrong, stupid, and crazy move to visit Taiwan. They all support the One China principle and China's legitimate actions to safeguard its sovereignty and territorial integrity.
In a statement, Ms. Pelosi said China couldn't prevent world leaders from travelling to Taiwan. Councils say moving communities away from the coast is not a silver bullet to address climate change. The government's National Adaptation Plan for Dealing with the Effects of Climate Change discusses the option of moving at-risk communities back from the rising sea. The President of Local Government New Zealand, Stuart Crosby, says that should be a last resort. Mr. Crosby says councils are using other options that would save residents from the trauma of retreating. A bill ensuring two Ngāi Tahu members sit on Canterbury's Regional Council passed its third reading in Parliament last night. Ngāi Tahu says it finally allows Tangata Whenua to be part of the decision-making. Here's our political reporter, Giles Dexter.
Ngāi Tahu will be able to choose two councillors to sit at the Environment Canterbury table. The Regional Council says it will empower all the representatives to make better decisions. The National Party, which voted against the bill, says it is anti-democratic and undermines the basic principle that all New Zealanders have equal voting rights. But Ngāi Tahu spokesperson Liz Brown says the process to elect the two councillors will be robust, and with 74,000 Ngāi Tahu members to answer to, they will have far more accountability than others. As the bill passed, Waiata and Haka rang out from the public gallery.
Pig organs have been partially revived an hour after the animals were killed in a breakthrough scientists say has the potential to transform medicine. The technique could increase the number of organs available for transplant and buy doctors more time to save a life if applied to people. The study also challenges assumptions about what happens in the moments between life and death. In an article in the journal Nature, American researchers described the findings as truly remarkable and incredibly significant. Christchurch has had its wettest month since records began in 1863. And NIWA says New Zealand has just had the wettest July on record, one of the warmest. Rowan Quinn reports.
Christchurch had the same amount of rain in July that it would usually have in 6 months, 310 millimetres. The record-smashing amount led to swollen rivers and flooded homes and streets. 20 places around the country had their wettest July ever, with another 25 very close. NIWA says five separate weather events hit the country, bringing the rain. Christchurch also recorded the warmest temperature in the country last month, a balmy 22.6 at Bromley. The country had the fourth warmest July on record.
NASA researchers have found the massive eruption of a Tongan volcano earlier this year released a record amount of water into Earth's atmosphere. They say it could temporarily trap heat and affect surface temperatures, but not enough to worsen climate change. The researchers say massive volcanic eruptions such as Krakatoa and Mount Pinatubo typically cool Earth's surface by ejecting gases, dust and ash that reflect sunlight back into space. Because Hungatonga Hungahapai was underwater, it didn't inject large amounts of aerosols into the stratosphere, but launched 58,000 Olympic-sized swimming pools worth of water vapour instead. Some flights from Auckland Airport have been delayed this morning because of dense fog. Met Service says the fog should disperse later this morning. In sport, at the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham, judo athlete Cody Andrews is the latest medal winner, taking silver in the men's over 100-kilogram category, to add to the two bronze medals he won by, that were won rather by fellow judokas Moira Costa and Sydney Andrews in the under and over 78 kilo classes. David Leitis currently attempting to defend his title in the men's over 109 kilo weightlifting, and Zoe Hobbs has qualified for this morning's 100 meter sprint final. New Zealand also has athletes in this morning's men's high jump and women's shot put finals. The Wellington Phoenix have beaten Devonport City Strikers 4-0 in their round of 32 match in the Australia Cup. And the New Zealand women's K4 500 crew have qualified for their final at the Canoe Sprint World Championships in Canada. That's the news. All the
super shops. Hi, Owen here from Auto Super Shop Cavity. Some may know us as Woodman Automotive, Mahi Street, Waikanae. I've been in the game now for over 50 years, and together, our team, we've got over 150 years of experience in our workshop, and with the latest tools and diagnostics to really look after your vehicle. Remember us, Auto Super Shop Cavity, 04-293-7651.
It's the place to stop your Auto Super Shops.
Coast Access Radio weather, courtesy of the Dominion Post.
Atamari, good morning and welcome to Thursday, the 4th of August, coming up 8 minutes past seven. Today should be okay, although Met Service don't say okay. Morning and evening cloud, otherwise fine, and northerlies. And a high today of around 15 for Hauraferua and Kapiti, which is what we had yesterday. We can live with that, down to 9 overnight tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy at times, northwesterlies becoming strong and also 15. And a mild weekend as well, 16 degrees Saturday and Sunday. Rain on Saturday easing late, strong nor'westers. Early showers on Sunday, then a southerly change. Temperature will drop at 16 before that arrives. Into Wellington, cloudy periods, northerlies becoming strong at exposed places this afternoon, 14. Should be a fine day with light winds in Manawatu and 16, bit of fog there this morning around Palmerston North, we understand. Out to sea, no wind warnings, no gale warnings. Let's check our marine forecasts, our Kapiti recreational area first. For the inshore waters from Waitereri to Pukerua Bay and out to Kapiti Island till midnight. Northwest winds, 10 knots, easing to variable 5 in the evening. Slight sea, cloudy at times. Northwest swell of a metre, easing to half a metre. Tomorrow, northwest 15, developing in the morning, rising to 20 knots in the evening. Cloudy at times, northwest swell of half a metre or less. Cook Strait forecast today, northwest winds of 15 knots, rising to 25 in the morning. And sea becoming rough. That's about it. It'll be low tide within the hour, 10 to 8 on the coast, and then high tide at 5 to 2 this afternoon. Sunrise will be 24 minutes past 7 and sunset 29 past 5. It's a mainly fine morning, a little bit of cloud here and there. Maybe there are one or two foggy patches around this morning. A relatively light wind from the northeast, 13 to 18 kilometres per hour. Pressure 1,024, that's steady. Still 92% humidity. Pukerua Bay 11.5, 12 in Paikakariki, Otaki 10, and Levin 8.5 now. 8 degrees in Foxton, 8.5 in Shannon, 10 degrees in Palmerston North. Wellington City, the moderate northerly, it's 11. 12 and a bit in Waikanae, and 12 in Poroporomu. Moderate flows of traffic if you're heading south towards Wellington City this morning, but no reports of accidents or crashes this morning. Driving conditions seem to be pretty good, really. Mostly dried out from the rain yesterday, so that's all good. And just starting to build up a little bit in towards town, south of the interchange, State Highways 1 and 59. No problems on Transmission Gully. Pretty busy in the Hutt Valley, though. Coming in from Hutt Valley and Petone this morning, might be one less person coming in from Petone with $6.5 million in their pocket from Lotto last night. So good luck. Apart from that, no other major problems. If you're heading south, may well be some foggy patches. Northern Hautowhenua, Manawatū area, we hear. Pretty foggy around Palmerston North. If you're heading further north through the Central North Island Desert Road area, that's going to be closed between 9 this morning and 6 this evening, today and tomorrow, for what they call urgent repairs. You may well have to detour around a national park. And also the Rimutaka Hill Road is going to be closed for urgent repairs from 9 tonight through to 4 tomorrow morning. Other roads open, but roadworks continue. Places like the Saddle Road may well be stop-go at times. And other spots around the Waikanae Town Centre, Poroporomu. Take care. Enjoy your trip. Our train services seem to be pretty much on schedule. Metlink, Capital Connection on time, although no wheelchair service on the Capital Connection. Again, they say no wheelchair service until further notice. But it is coming down the line on time. Local buses are fine. I wonder whether Air Chatham's got away this morning with the fog in Auckland. They may well have held that at Kapiti Coast Airport. They're talking about a lot of regional flights being either diverted or cancelled into Auckland this morning because of foggy conditions. Might affect a number of centres, to be fair. Now, Wellington Airport, I noticed there are a couple of cancelled flights early this morning. Early flight to Hamilton, early flight to Auckland at 7 o'clock. And one flight at 8.35, NZ389, cancelled to Christchurch. But there's another flight at 8.35 with a different flight number, which is going ahead, but you may well know that. A couple of slight delays, flight to Napier, Gisborne, 10-15 minutes. And then there's a couple of cancelled flights later. This afternoon, 12.35 flight to Christchurch, NZ353, and 12.45 to Auckland, NZ428, showing as cancelled. That's it at the moment. I'm surprised. It's all the showing. International flights seem good. Just beware, though, if you are heading to Auckland with the fog. Ferry sailings across Cook Strait, the Blue Bridge on time. Inter-Islander, though, they say the Kaitaki at 8.45 is actually departing 15 minutes early at 8.30. So be aware of that. Commuter information here at Coast Access Radio, your local community access station. Thursday, the 4th of August here, 13 past 7. That means it's my cousin's birthday today in Phoenix, Arizona. Happy birthday, Rick. How did you manage to get to 64 already? I can't believe that. Happy birthday. Glad you've got the family with you today. And happy, happy birthday. I know there's mixed feelings today, but all the best, cuz.
You're listening to my cousin, Todd Zahner, for breakfast on Coast Access Radio.
Getting low. Garth Brooks, listen.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. I slip on down to the oasis, so I've got a friend in low places. guess I was wrong. I just don't belong. But then I've been there before. Everything's alright. I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then we'll all be as high as that ivory tower that you're living. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places.
Cousin Rick's birthday today, this 4th of August in Phoenix, Arizona, where it's about 36 degrees at the moment. I don't know how you survive in that sort of heat. Mind you, in saying that, that's a relatively cool day. Not too hot for the snakes and the spiders. He's a Garth Brooks fan. I don't know whether he's got the hat. Happy birthday, cuz. Hi, family. This is Coast Access Radio for Thursday, the 4th of August, 18 past 7. Todd Zahner for breakfast. Nice enough sort of day, really. Able to get outside. Get things dried off. Get your washing dry today. Hooray. Don't blame me if it rains. Not supposed to rain today and tomorrow. More coming in the weekend. Nigel Hopkins will be here shortly. We'll catch up with him. It's my local sport and word of the day. And we'll check the birthday list as well as my cousin. A couple of others. Well, big day in Nigel's family today. On the birthday list and today in history coming up. As I mentioned before, good day for walking today. Thursday walking groups, the Carpety Cardiac Club Thursday group meeting at the beach end of McLean Street, Poroporomu Beach, 10 to 10 this morning. Should be good. And the other Thursday walking group around Raumati Beach today, meet at the north end of Garden Road near the old swimming pool, Marine Gardens, for a walk around Raumati streets and reserves. Be nice today. Well reserved. 19 minutes past 7. Yeah, 12 degrees. Going for 15 or so today. Yeah, we can live with that. It's still winter, isn't it? A few more weeks, and then we get spring on the 1st of September, this part of the world. Here's the word. We'll be right back. It's the good word. Say the word. It's the Beatles. Good to hear that. Rubber Soul, Coast Access Radio, 22 past 7. Brand new exhibition opens today, the Kapiti Arts and Crafts Society at the Kapiti Gallery. Their Positively Pastels exhibition opens today. It's an exhibition and sale of work goes right through until almost the end of the month, really, at the Kapiti Gallery. Pop in and see them at 192 Matai Road, Raumati Beach. They're open today, being Thursday. Thursdays to Sundays, 10 till 3. Pauline says, a very ancient method of drawing. Indeed. Like my writing, Positively Pastels. Go and have a look. Opens today at the Kapiti Arts and Crafts Society, Kapiti Gallery, 192 Matai Road in Raumati Beach. 23 minutes past 7 already.
Hi.
Hey, Lucy. Whakarongo mai, Lavinians. Hey, are you a bit lazy like me? Oh, wait, I mean forgetful. Yeah, forgetful. Well, whether you're lazy, forgetful, or maybe a full bin is really too hard for you to wrangle. See what I did there, really? Anywho, Lucy's lovely lavender bins are still available in Levin. And the beauty about this service, apart from sexy looking bins, Lucy's team will collect the bin and empty it for you. No remembering which day is bin day and getting it to the curb on time. Lucy's has a date with your bin, so they'll find it and empty it. You just fill it and forget. Call Lucy's Bins today, 0508 787 753, 0508 787 753, or Google Lucy's Bins to learn more.
24 minutes past 7 it is at Coast Access Radio. Today is Thursday the 4th of August. Nigel Hopkins has turned up this morning in a bit of a peruse at the paper. Morning, Nigel.
Yeah, kia ora.
Yeah,
right. There's a great caricature of Chris Luxon at the backbenchers pub, isn't it?
Oh, that's,
I'd be pretty proud of that. it really is magnificent.
He's the sort of guy you can easily make a puppet or a caricature out of, I would have thought.
He got shape, has he?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, there's all sorts of reasons why most people have various shapes and sizes. Good on them. Good luck to him, I suppose. Now, you've remembered it's your daughter's birthday today, have you?
I do, yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah, indeed. Gosh, we did well at the games again yesterday and not so bad this morning.
Mm. More medals. And you've got to feel a little sorry, I suppose, for Joelle King, our squash
player. Yes, she got outplayed. Every game I watched, she was outplayed. She managed to get through to the semi-final, but, oh, she was not playing her normal.
No, I think it was playing on her mind, you know, losing in the semi.
And
you can understand that. And she had three match balls, I believe,
right,
in this particular game, but it just didn't work out
for
her. So it just is how it is.
I'm not sure how our man bowler went last night. I watched it until it was close, but they had a fair way to go. I thought, no, I can't wait up all night.
Uh-huh.
Shannon McElroy, who used to be a no-techie boy.
Oh, right, he did too.
Yes.
I remember that name.
He was in the singles, playing a guy from Jersey.
Oh.
And he was down a bit, but he wasn't playing great bowls, Toddy. No.
One of my Facebook friends, who I used to work with years and years ago at National Mutual, they're actually at the bowls in Commonwealth Games, and there's a little message there that Don's wife, was sitting next to someone, and turned around and said, oh, you look like Prince Edward. And it was Prince Edward, apparently.
Yeah.
So there's a photo of the two of them, and Prince Edward sort of, excuse me, I have to go present the medals.
Oh, great.
Isn't that funny? Oh,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah, we've got another ex-local girl jumping today, Keely O'Hagan, 10:05 tonight in the women's high jump.
Yeah, I remember that name.
Yeah. She started off as a Parapara Umi College high jumper, and now she's at the Commonwealth Games.
Isn't that great?
Hmm.
That's the nature of New Zealand. We always will know someone associated somewhere.
Yeah. So that's the story there.
Oh, good stuff.
What else is in the paper, Toddy? You've read
it? I did have a bit of a read. For the life of me, I wouldn't have a clue.
Oh, right, that's very
really? But
good.
The All Blacks on the back page?
Yeah.
They haven't picked a team yet, have they? No.
No, that's today, isn't it?
I think that gets announced today, and you missed out on Lotto.
Mm, yeah.
Really, unless you
see, it's gone again.
Yep, Powerball went pack and safe for Tony.
Ah.
$6.5 million. And Levin New World, second division. $16,000.
Wow, that's good news, isn't it?
16,737.
Yeah, that's right. 11 people got that.
Well,
it's nice to know that there is a good number getting it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Two people got the $1 million. Oh, that's great.
Well, yeah, they split it, and one of them was Powerball. Yeah.
I see a cold snap's on the way. Oh, just exactly what I want to read, isn't it?
Well, it's still that time of the year.
If you thought the worst of winter was done, think again. Met Service is now predicting a major cold outbreak for the second week of August.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yep.
Remataka Hill Road closed tonight.
Yeah, they've got some urgent repairs. And the Desert Road as well, closed from 9 this morning. Yeah. 9 to 6 today.
Now, if you're coming down past the railway station here at Waikanae this morning, take extreme care. I came down there because I heard a lot of noise and carrying on, so I thought I'd come around that way. Well, it's as wide as a car. I don't know how trucks are going to get through. There's so many cones out there.
Mm.
Unbelievable. Yeah. So if you're coming down that way, just take it very, very easy.
Or northbound as well. There's a lot of cones also there and the flashing signs saying expect delays and so on. But, it is what it is. What are they doing?
New lights.
Well, that's part of it at Nio Road.
That's right.
Yep, but they're also doing bits and pieces, Te Moana Road intersection, aren't they?
Well, I suppose that might be lights too, is it?
How are they phasing at the moment?
They're not too bad at the moment.
Yeah.
No, quite good.
Not quite as good as they used to be. I just can't understand those traffic lights in Rimu Road in Poroporomu. Boy, the traffic is just backed up, particularly when it's sort of mid-afternoon, school time and so on. It's safe for the people, for the one person crossing at the pedestrian crossing between essentially the council and coastlands there, that just holds up about 100 cars.
That's right.
It's just, there's something not right there. And they're going to put more traffic lights in from the railway station over to coastlands on that side, and the old State Highway 1, that raised area.
Yeah, that raised area going to stay like that?
Yeah, that's permanent, as far as I know, to semi-slow the traffic down. So what's happening with the subway?
Well, I don't know, Tony. Perhaps we should make some investigation on your way home tonight.
I'll try.
All right.
Oh, there's the Capital Connection.
Yes.
You hear that?
Yep. I see you can't take wheelchairs on the Capital Connection.
Yes. Yep, yeah.
At the moment.
Well, until further notice.
Mm.
They've got something wrong. They said it's to do with the luggage van. I don't know. Is that how they...
Loading up the wheelchairs. I can't...
guess so. I don't quite understand it. I would have thought there's some violation there. They have to.
Well,
but... what do you do if the carriage is unavailable?
That's right.
I know.
So, wheelchair operators, you're out of luck, just for the time being.
All right. That's about it, really, isn't it? Nice day.
Nice day, yes. Quite a bit of interesting sport on, so we've got to watch that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just trying to look through this paper to find out if Shannon McElroy actually got through his bowls yesterday, but they don't have the results in.
Not quite. Oh. Okay. Depends when it was, I suppose, because it's the paper... gets printed late in the evening these days, so sometimes they miss out on things like that. I hear it delivered. It's delivered only just after midnight. Someone gets it in my little street, so I would have thought that's quite, early.
3 o'clock down at Ryman's.
Well, even that's...
that's early, eh?
Well, it's still early.
Yeah.
I suppose. All right, more from you after 7:30. Check the birthday list and today in history all coming up for your listening convenience and pleasure here. Coast Access Radio 104.7 FM. It is 7:30 now.
Kia ora na, I'm Kalia Strong. Aucklanders can get to enjoy Pacific Music's biggest event of the year at the Vodafone Event Centre tonight. It's been 2 years since the Pacific Music Awards was presented live due to COVID-19. Kaz Futialo, aka The Feel Style, is a finalist in the Sunpick's Best Pacific Language category for his album Grandmaster Kaz. He says it's all up to Pacifica to keep Pacific music going.
And the other part of me feels like I'm part of the furniture. So even if I was nominated or not nominated, I would still put my hand up because it's necessary that we continue to keep our Pacific Music Awards alive.
And travellers to and from Auckland may have their flights disrupted due to fog restrictions at Auckland Airport. Passengers are advised to check Auckland Airport's website for the latest flight arrival and departure information. And a nurse who stole more than $1,200 from two hospital patients has been deported back to the Philippines. Marvel Jr. Benjamin Clavesia took credit cards from the elderly woman and was earlier sentenced to 6 months community detention. He told a tribunal the offending had devastated his family and he would carry the harm he had caused for the rest of his life. In his appeal, Clavesia said he would be separated from his 19-year-old son if he were sent back to the Philippines. His 15-year-old son would return with him, but his wife has yet to decide if she will go back with her husband. And to the Pacific, it may be some time before Cook Islanders find out the makeup of their new government after the August 1st poll produced unclear results. One seat remains undetermined in the 24-member House. Prime Minister Mark Brown's Cook Islands Party has the most seats with 10. The Democrats have 6 seats, 3 independents, and 4 seats have been won by the new party, United. Brown says he recognises it will come down to building coalitions.
Yes, indeed. You know, we have our arrangements with our 2 independents that have been part of the government for this term. We'll be looking to continue with that arrangement into the next government.
Brown says they will wait until they see what next week's final count is before deciding who else they might talk to. He says any astute politician can work with any party, though the United leader, Te Ariki Heather, says his party would not consider a link with the Cook Islands Party. And to the Commonwealth Games, where swimmer Lewis Clairbert has won his 3rd medal of the Birmingham Commonwealth Games, taking bronze in this morning's 200-metre individual medley final. The bronze adds to the 2 golds he won in the 400-metre individual medley and 200-metre butterfly. New Zealand won gold and silver in the men's mountain biking overnight, with Sam Gaze and Ben Oliver finishing 1st and 2nd. And judo athletes Moira Costa and Sydney Andrews both won bronze. New Zealand now has 14 gold and 31 medals to remain 3rd on the medal table. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.
Paint your roof, paint your house, call the Ko-Fi guys.
Think you need a new roof? Then think again. Give your roof new life and new colour by the professionals for less cost. Fixit Roofing are exclusive Ko-Fi roofing agents for the Porirua and Kapiti districts. Fixit Roofing can paint your concrete tiles or iron roof and resurface decromastic tiles. We're specialists in pointing, mortaring, sealing leaks, replacing old nails and applying rust-kill treatments. With our roof inspections, you'll receive a full report with options. Let us install your new roof with guttering too. And our maintenance program will rid your roof, gutters, decks, pars of moss and lichen. Give Kelly a call on 04-298-5172 or 0800-COFI. Fixit Roofing Limited, a member of Roof Association New Zealand, are your Ko-Fi roofing agents for the Porirua and Kapiti districts. Roofing specialists for over 35 years.
Call the Ko-Fi guys. Call the Ko-Fi guys.
Coast Access Radio weather. Courtesy of the Dominion Post.
Good morning, 26 to 8, as it lightens for this Thursday. Not too bad. A little bit of cloud around. The forecast basically says that morning and evening cloud. Otherwise fine with essentially light winds today. Hooray. 15 degree high for Horowhenua and Kapiti today, which is what we had yesterday. 9 or so overnight tonight. Tomorrow again should be dry, cloudy at times. Northwesterlies becoming strong. And 15 in the weekend at this stage for your Saturday sport and market days. Rain easing late, strong nor'westers in 16. Then early showers Sunday and a southerly change maybe to clean things up. 16 before the southerly on Sunday. Wellington, cloudy periods, northerlies becoming strong in exposed places this afternoon in 14. And fine day with light winds in Manawa 2, although there's a bit of fog around this morning there. And 16. No wind warnings out to sea. The situation, a weakening front moves on to the North Island while a ridge builds over the South Island. A series of fronts spread up the South Island later today through to Saturday, preceded by strong northwesterlies. A ridge begins to build in the far south on Sunday, while a large trough develops over the North Island. Northwest swell of a metre easing to half a metre. The swell forecast in our inshore waters today. It's almost low tide, 10 to 8. It'll be low tide. And then the high tide at 5 to 2 this afternoon. Sun's up, it rose at 7.24. It'll be a minute earlier tomorrow, 7.23. And 29 minutes past 5 is sunset time. So the days are lengthening. Just a little bit of harmless cloud around this morning. May well be one or two fog patches further north. Still that wind telling us it's a light to moderate northeasterly. Pressure 1,024, 92% humidity still. Pukerua Bay 11.5, 12 in Paikakariki. 11 degrees in Otaki. Levin showing 8. It's gone down a bit. Foxton 7. Shannon 8. 11 in Wellington City with a moderate northerly. Waikanae's 12. And Poroporomu's also 12.
I'm gonna get him a car. Oh,
Haven't heard of any major issues on the roads if you're heading south through Hauteowhenua and Kapiti this morning. Just drive sensibly, getting a bit busy into town. Usual places south of Tawa through to the top of the gorge, Newlands Johnsonville area this morning. Dry roads through there, so that's all good. No other problems into the city. As we said, a little bit of fog further north, maybe parts of northern Hauteowhenua and Manawatu, Palmerston North. Apparently it's quite foggy through there this morning. A reminder again, as we've reminded you, the Desert Road going to be closed today and tomorrow between 9 and about 6 this evening due to urgent repairs. For urgent repairs, you may have to detour around National Park both days, today and tomorrow. Limataka Hill Road also going to be closed tonight from 9 o'clock through to 4 tomorrow morning, again for urgent repairs. Still some roadworks on the Saddle Road, Pahitua Track area, just take care. And again, through the Waikanae Town Centre, parts of Poroporomu. That's really about it at the moment. Busy conditions, take care. Trains pretty much on schedule. Metlink, Capital Connection, been and gone. Capital Connection service still without any service for wheelchairs, so just be aware of that until further notice, they say. The local buses are fine. Wonder whether Air Chatham's got away this morning. Doesn't say it's delayed. Last we looked, it just showed as scheduled, departing at 5 to 7. It's because of Auckland's foggy problems. They were talking about a number of domestic services being delayed or cancelled into Auckland. Beware of that. Several cancelled flights showing up on the big board at Wellington Airport this morning, and some delays. There's a delay to a Jetstar flight, 8:30. To Christchurch, delayed until 10 to 9 this morning. There's a few delays, one to Napier. The Tauranga flight also delayed by about an hour this morning, 9:30, now delayed till 10:35. A couple of cancelled flights later, Christchurch at 12:35, Auckland at 12:45, Air New Zealand services, so just be aware of that. And check, maybe, before you go, particularly Auckland, Whangarei also affected, we understand. And the ferry sailings across Cook Strait, Blue Bridge seems to be on time. Inter-Islander sailing, the Kaitaki at 8:45, showing us that it's actually departing 15 minutes early at 8:30. It's a little unusual. There's our commuter information here at Coast Access Radio, 21 to 8. We'll check our schedules and programs. Nigel's local sport and word of the day, not too far away for this Thursday.
Thursday, good morning.
You're listening to Todd Zehner for breakfast on Coast Access Radio, 104.7 FM.
Morning, Wally. Morning, Soup. We'll be right back. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Ah, that's a good song from the 70s, The Love I Lost. Try and find again. Coast Access Radio for Thursday, the 4th of August, 17 to 8. Todd Zahner for breakfast. Nigel's local sport and word of the day coming up. The birthday list, another three or four to tell you about on this 4th of August. And this date in history, today in history for you also. I forgot to mention earlier that Maury phoned. He said we had 7 millimetres of rain overnight. When did we have rain, Nige?
Rain yesterday morning, quite steadily, yeah. I managed to get out for a walk later on, though. It was rather nice. But it did rain in the morning, yep.
It must have rained overnight sometime, because I noticed the car was a bit damp. And there were some dry patches under where the car was.
Right.
7 millimetres. So that's 11 so far for August. We've only had 4 days. Not a huge amount. It's only half an inch, really, compared to 2 millimetres for August 2021. So thanks, Maury. Appreciate that. All right, 17 to 8. Quick check of our schedules and programs for today, Thursday. The Thursday morning show with the boss. Well, the ex-boss. Ex-Xbox. Again, Graham Joys to inform and entertain you on the Thursday morning show between 8 and 10. We'll catch up with Cam Ronald as well around 9:30 from the Otaki RSA. Our World in Progress from DW, it's always an interesting program at 11. Go into the garden with Philippa Foslam, Green Thumbs and Dirty Fingers at 12:30 today. And the Golden Hour radio show, always interesting to try and figure out what year Richard is giving us. That's at 2 today. And then Saturday in the Country on a Thursday from Fresh FM in Nelson with Terry and Diane. That's at 3. Reflections with the Torch Trust at 6:30, our Sounds of Praise at 7, and Focus on Faith from Porepurombe Baptist at 7:30. Graham Stevens Presents, his fine music program, that's at 9 tonight. And we mentioned our Wally, our Wallace Trickett's Hit and Miss. If you missed that earlier in the week, that's back on at 10 tonight, and from the archives, Bevan Gibson's Ivory Melodies program for you. More details on the website, coastaccessradio.org. .nz podcasts available of most of our programs. 7:45, 7:45, time to check our local sport for this date, 4th of August, thanks to our friends at Bohanna Motors.
Bohanna Motors Mobile Service Station, 24 Main Road, Waikanae, have been serving their community for 41 years and counting, and it's a service that counts. Whether it's on the forecourt, in the workshop or in store, the team at Bohanna Motors will keep you moving. They pump diesel, 98, 91, have rock gas, LPG vehicle and bottle fill service. They stock Century vehicle batteries, tyre sales and repairs, an MTA approved workshop and warrant fitness inspections, a convenience store and even trailer hire too. For forecourt friendliness, car care and the extra mile with a smile, stop at Bohanna Motors, keeping the service in service station. Phone 293 6455.
Time for our local sport for today. Today being Thursday, thanks Bohanna Motors. Nigel, a few bits and pieces for you.
Yes, looking at the rugby, we're going to have to get another television set, I think, because it has come around again. The 2022 Bunning Warehouse NPC Games will commence tomorrow night, Friday, with the first game, Manawatu, playing Canterbury at Central Energy Trust Arena, Palmerston North. Mm. Now, Saturday, there's three games. Counties playing Manukau. Counties, Manukau. Anyhow, it's Manukau Counties versus Otago, Waikato versus Hawke's Bay, and Auckland play North Harbour. And Sunday, we have our Wellington team playing Bay of Plenty at Sky Stadium, 4:35pm. Tasman play Southland, and Taranaki play Northland. And I notice they have Wednesday night games as well this season. And the first is next Wednesday, where Manawatu play Auckland at Palmerston North, 7:05. And the next Ranfurly Shield game, which seems to get forgotten at the moment, is Friday, 12th of August, Holders Hawke's Bay playing Counties Manukau. Now, in hockey, results from the latest round in the Wellington competitions. The Kapiti Hockey Open Grade 2 women had a 1-0 win over their club side 3 women. Kapiti 2 women, now third on the table, and have played 8 games. They have a game in hand. They won 5, drawn 2, and lost 1. Kapiti 3 women, 6th, played 8, won 3, lost 3, and drawn 2. And the Premier 2 Kapiti men drew 2-2 with Upper Hutt. Kapiti 4th on the table, played 9, won 3, 4 draws and 2 losses. And the Open Grade Reserve 1 men, Kapiti drew 2-2 with WISC Manatee. I don't know who they are, but there we are. And in the Open Grade Reserve 2-3 men, Kapiti lost Upper Hutt 3-1. Netball, nice company Netball, sent in an update yesterday afternoon for the remainder of the season. Firstly, the draw is up for this Saturday, but please check carefully, especially the primary B1 grade and allocated duties. Years 5 and 6 finish their season this Saturday. Details will be sent out to schools re-prize giving. And finals day for all other grades will be Saturday 27th of August, with the reserve day the 3rd of September. So that's your local sports for Thursday. Thanks to Bo Hannah Motors in Waikanae.
The NPC is always interesting because there's a lot of sort of ex-All Blacks that come back and play a season or two, and see Owen Franks playing for Canterbury. So that'll be interesting.
Yes, he wants to get back in the All Blacks.
He does. He's probably got every chance, to be fair, with a few injuries and so on. Who knows? So good luck. And then the Heartland Championship, what, we've still got a fortnight and a bit.
Yeah, August 24th, we head to Ruatoria.
August 24th.
Okay. I think it's the 24th, isn't it? It's a Saturday?
No, it's not a Saturday.
Well, whenever a Saturday is.
20th. Is it Saturday?
Right.
Is it 20th or 27th? That. Okay. One of those days. So still got a couple of weeks yet.
Yeah, they've got a couple of warm-up games prior to that.
Oh, do they? Good. Yeah, that's right. They always have those, and that'll be interesting just to give the boys a bit of a run round.
Yes. What a big squad. They should be cutting it down very soon.
I guess they do. Yeah.
32 in the squad.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. All right, what's your word today then?
Oh, word of the day. Here we are.
That helps.
Gosh. Yep. The word today is yitten. Y-I-T-T-E-N.
Yitten.
Shortened to the point. Yitten.
Yitten. Not kitten, but
no,
yitten.
Yitten. Well, I'll get to that in a minute. It's an adjective. Northern English dialect for frightened.
What?
Hmm.
I'm yitten.
You're yitten. You're frightened. But an alternate word to describe also kittens.
Oh, is it? Oh, really?
That's the cutest yitten I've seen yet.
A yitten.
A yitten. I've never heard of that word before. But anyhow, yeah, it really means frightened as much as anything else.
Yeah.
Okay.
We used to call them knittens. Not kitten, but knittens. That cute knitten. Yitten. Oh, okay. It almost sounds Hebrew, Jewish.
It could
yitten.
Be too.
Yitten. Yeah. Somewhere. So I'm frightened. I'm scared.
Yeah.
Every time I look in the mirror, I get like that, Nigel.
Yes. Look in the mirror to find out who you are in the morning. Jeepers. Who's that? Oh, yeah. It's me.
Gives me a good laugh.
Yeah.
All right, yitten. Thank you, Nigel Hopkins, with our short word of the day.
That's right.
Today, short and sweet, to the point. 10 to 8 it is at Coast Access Radio. Right, we'll check the birthday list for today and today in history. 4th of August, momentarily.
Hi, this is Jean from Cabot Coast Property Management. Are you aware of all the legislation required with your investment property? Not just insulation and smoke alarms, but now heating, ventilation, moisture ingress, drainage and draft stopping. Let me manage these burdens for you. 18 years experience with great fees and service. Contact Jean on 027 682 5399 or check out the website on www.kcpm.co.nz.
9 minutes to 8 it is at Coast Access Radio. Today is the first Thursday of the month, if that means something to you. More importantly, it's the 4th of August and time to say happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
And I'm glad you remembered it's Sarah's birthday today, Nigel. You actually saw it in the book and went, oh, that's right, it's her birthday.
No, always remember, because it's the 4th of August. It was Queen Mother's birthday, so we've always associated with that.
Yes, fair enough. Fair enough today.
So Sarah's 45 today.
Where did the blonde hair come from?
Well, we won't go into that discussion, will we?
Oh, I see.
No. Milkman's daughter.
Pardon?
Sure. Yeah. There we are. She's a lovely girl and always been very helpful to us.
Sarah. Yep. Wow, that's amazing.
Yep.
45. Well, happy birthday. If we read every name, you might want to read some names out. I mean, every name out, we'd be here till Christmas about.
That's right.
The whole family.
They're all thinking of her. The whole far now.
That's right.
Yep.
What do you got planned for her today?
Nothing yet. I just sent her a message, said we'll indulge in a refreshment later on.
Oh, refreshment. Mm. Oh, I see.
Okay.
What's her tipple?
Depends whether she's doing funerals or not today. She's a very busy lady doing funerals.
Oh, yes, she does that moment. Now, doesn't she? Yeah. And so, marriage celebrant as well? Yeah. Those sort of things.
She does that sort of thing.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Good on you, Sarah. Happy, happy birthday today. Tanya's good mate in Havelock North's having a birthday as well today. Penny.
Penny.
Penny's one older than Sarah today. Penny is 46, Penny Stitchbury.
All right.
Lovely stuff. And they'll catch up soon. Lots of love from Tanya and everyone else thinking about you, Penny, on your 46th birthday. Hey, have a happy birthday today. And I mentioned before my cousin Rick, Rick Zahner in Phoenix in Arizona, born on the 4th of August 1958. 64? Have I done the maths right, Nudge?
Yes.
You sure?
Yep.
About that?
Righto.
Retire next year, eh?
You can.
So happy birthday, Rick and Sarah and Penny. And you mentioned, yes, the Queen Mother was born on this date, 1900. Mm. That's right, Elizabeth the Queen Mother.
Gosh.
Born on this date.
She was a lovely lady, wasn't she?
Well, I never met her.
Oh, didn't you?
Personally. Mm. She seemed nice.
Right.
Always smiley.
Yes.
So I said Barack Obama's birthday today.
Mm.
He's only 61.
What do you mean he's only 61? That's getting old.
You think, you know, You're old. Look at the current president,
for example. Look at Trump.
They're well into their 70s.
Ah, yes.
Now,
yeah.
And Obama was president, you know, 10 years ago.
Yes, he was.
So he's 61 today.
Mm-hmm.
As well as that, another leader, David Longhi, was born on this date 80 years ago.
Right.
He would have been 80 today. Gee whiz.
Yeah.
Blimey. And it's also Meghan's birthday today.
Mm.
Happy birthday from Harry.
She's 41 today.
She is 41.
Yeah.
Well done.
Golly gosh.
Paul Henry is 62 today.
Right.
Where's he these days?
Who knows?
Broadcasting
mm.
somewhere. You still hear his voice occasionally.
Yes, you do.
Comedian Lee Mack. You know him?
No,
he's a funny guy,
him.
Lee Mack.
Yeah.
He's 54 today. Mm. I've got Roger Clemens, the baseball player, 60. Billy Bob Thornton. Didn't he used to go out with Angelina Jolie, Billy Bob?
No, but he's a US actor, isn't he? He's still alive.
He is?
Yes, he is indeed.
67.
Right.
Famous French designer Louis Vuitton.
Mm.
He's no longer with us. He was born on this date. Famous Aussie TV producer Reg Grundy. All those Aussie soaps. Grundy Productions and so on.
Yeah.
And the founder of Avis Rental Cars.
Ah.
His name is Warren Budget. No, Warren Avis.
Warren Avis, was
Warren
he?
Avis, yeah. About that, eh?
Now, New Zealand rower Juliet Haig. She was born this day in 1982. Right. Still going strong.
Mm-hmm.
Rowing a boat.
Okay. Yeah. And the English poet Shelley, Percy Shelley.
Yeah.
Born on this date, 1792. And one other, Satchmo.
Louis Armstrong.
Yes, I'll play something from him in a moment.
He's very good indeed.
Born on this date. All right.
David Carr, he's 79 today. He's the keyboard player with the Fortunes. You've got your troubles and I've got mine.
Yeah, I've got plenty.
Mary Decker. You might remember her, 58. She was born, track star.
Mm-hmm.
US record holder, 800 metres, 156.9. Now, I was watching the under-20s. Running their 800 metres yesterday, and the best they could do is just a fraction under 2 minutes.
Right.
So she was quite an outstanding athlete.
You're saying it's her birthday today?
Yeah.
Well, coincidentally, it was this date in 1984 that Zola Budd accidentally tripped her in the Olympics on her birth. It must have been her birthday then.
Right.
On this date, 1984.
Yeah. I saw an unfortunate incident with that Australian 800 metre runner. She finished second and qualified for the next round, but she got knocked into the inside lane. She took about four or five steps on the inside of the lane. Well, that's automatic disqualification, but they put in an appeal. I'm not sure whether she's got away with it or not. She shouldn't have been disqualified. It wasn't her fault. She was on the inside lane, and this, I think it was a Kenyan runner, knocked her into the inside lane.
Blimey.
So, yep, there's lots of action over there.
Blimey. Well, while we're on the subject of this date in history, some interesting things on this date, the 4th of August. Happy birthday to the YMCA. Can you do the moves?
Ah,
I can
right.
do about the Y, and that's about it. That was formed on this date, 1844.
That is the YMCA, isn't it?
It's the Young Men's Christian Association.
Yeah, right.
Yep. Nelson Mandela was arrested on this date in 1962.
All right.
Yep. Served 27 and a half years in prison. Champagne was invented by Mr. Perignon. On this date in 1693, Dom.
It's very nice indeed.
Yeah, is it?
Now, every telephone in the US and Canada went dead as the Bell system shut down all its switchboards and switching stations for 1 minute in memory of Alexander Graham Bell, who had died 2 days earlier. That was on this day in 1922.
Oh, right.
During this time, none of the 13 million telephones in operation could be used.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we should have that here, I reckon.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Shut down the internet for a day.
Yeah.
Anne Frank and her family were arrested by the Nazis on this date in 1944.
Yeah.
It's quite sad, isn't it? And also on this date, 2010, you might remember this, the BP oil well in the Gulf of Mexico was finally plugged. Remember that one? That was they used to have videos of it every day doing something different. Well, they finally plugged it on this date in 2010.
They plugged it with dirt or sand or something, didn't they? It was quite unusual. I don't know how they did that. I would have thought it'd just blow it out, but no, they did it.
Not really sure.
In 2004, two-year-old co-joined twins from the Philippines, born with the tops of their heads fused together, were separated in the medical center in New York City. And the twins, Carl and Clarence Aguirre, are reported to be doing well.
Oh, good.
That's quite an amazing operation there, isn't it, eh?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. New Zealand joined the First World War on the state in 1914.
Did they?
Yeah. Apparently so. There's all sorts of other bits and pieces, but we're not too fussed about that. And let's play some Satchmo, because Satchmo was born on this date in 1901. Great Louis Armstrong, always excellent. He just always seemed to be enjoying himself. He did come to New Zealand, didn't he?
I don't know, Tony.
We did.
I'm not old enough to know that.
Carol Knight was a police officer back in the 60s. Carol always tells that story of sort of having to guard him.
Yeah.
And she tells some story, and I might be slightly out here, but some sort of story that he wanted to have dinner with her, but she politely refused.
Carol.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Could have been Carol Armstrong.
Yeah, could have been.
Quite possibly, who knows?
And she could have blown a trumpet.
Yeah, well, that's right, he was known for that. There you go. Thank you for that, Nige.
That's all right.
All right, so we'll play some Louis Armstrong, born on the state in 1901. Have a lovely day. Talk to you tomorrow. Graham Joyce has arrived, so he will inform and entertain you here at Coast Access Radio. Bye-bye. Ginger Cabaret.
This program is made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.